Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Nun, and we are on Mem Tes Amid Beis. We'll start three lines up. Again, yesterday we started the sugyas of Ona'a, the sugyas of taking advantage of someone. It's hard to have a translation of Ona'a exactly, but it means in either direction in a transaction where somebody is getting the raw end of the deal. The three levels of Ona'a we mentioned, which is going to come up at the end of today's daf, less than a sixth, exactly a sixth, and more than a sixth. What we paskin is not exactly what our Mishnah holds and what some of the days in the Gemara are, but as we mentioned, we paskin that less than a sixth, then the deal stands, and even the Ona'a stands. Is it usur to take less than a sixth? We'll have to talk about that. Bez Hashem, exactly a sixth, the deal stands, and one is machzir, the Ona'a, and more than a sixth, so then the whole deal is off. Mekartos. So there are a number of major issues, general issues, that as we start Ona'a, it's important to be aware of. One of the major questions is Ona'a related to any other, conceptually, related to any other category in Halacha? As we know, we ask this question by Ribbis. We'll have Ribbis with Hashem in the beginning of the next parak, taking interest. Is that related to Gezel? That's the classic model. Is Ribbis related to Gezel? That's the important Lashon of the Gemara, at the beginning of the next parak, of Lamali get Lav Beribbis, Lav Begezel, Lav Beona'a. So the beginning of the parak, Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, the Gemara seems to link all three. What do you need in Aveira by each? Ribbis, Gezel, Ona'a, you know, aren't they all the same thing? So then the Gemara goes through why you need each one. So the question is, Lamaskana, how do we understand that? Yeah, they are similar, but this is why you need each one, or Kamash Balan, they're not related. Right, ribbis is ribbis. Ribbis is given willingly. Ona'a is different kinds. Also giving willingly, but without little das. And gezel is different. Right. So the question is how to understand that gemara. You know what the havamina is. The question is what is the maskana? Interestingly, if we just look in placement, where is hilchas ribbis? The Shulchan Aruch puts ribbis in Yaradeya. And Ona'a is put in Choshen Mishpat. So even just by way of placement, well, we can already maybe tell something from the language of the placement of the Shulchan Aruch, whether it would be Yaradeya, which is more Isser Veheter, which is not related to Gezel. You know, Gezel is an Aveira, but obviously Gezel is mostly a monetary Dine Mamanis issue. Dine Gzela is in the last Chelik of Choshe Mishpat. And Ona'a is in Choshe Mishpat in terms of ripping people off. But Geneva and Gzela, obviously, is in Choshe Mishpat too, but Ribbis is not. So that would show a difference between Ribbis and Ona'a. If you look in the Tur, the beginning of Hilchas Ona'a, the Tur in Simon, the beginning of Reish Chaf Zion, the Tur is pretty emphatic. Aser la adam lahenos lachavero, bein bemekho, bein bememkaro. A person is aser to be mahana, to take advantage of their friend financially. The ezo mehen she'ena bein mocher bein lokeach over belaf. It doesn't matter which direction, the buyer or the seller, they're going to violate an aveira if they did it bemezid, and if b'shogeg, it's b'iser lav, and then their tour adds, ve'ein lokin alav. You're not going to get Malkus for Ona'a. Why not? Lefi shebichlal lav de lo sigzol hu. Denitan li hishavon. Because it's included in the lav of lo sigzol. And lo sigzol is a lav anitan la tashlumin. Like we know, any lav that is not similar to the lav of chasima, of muzzling one's animal, you're not going to get Malkus for, because that's the makar in the Torah, in Parshas Kiseitse, Arboim Akenu Lo Yosef, right next to Los Aksum Shar Bidisho. So you're not going to get Malkus for Alav Sheba Maisa, and Alav Anita Glase, and Alav Sheba Klalos, and Alav Shinita Lazar's Bisas Bezdin, all the different rules. So here, this is one of them, but the tour says it's included in Lo Sigzo. That's Nitan Li Shavon, Shaham Ma'ana Es Chaveiro Chayev Lach Zero. That if somebody's Ma'ana their friend, they have to give it back. Prisha, right here. Pirish, Shagam Zeg Zelahu. He even says it even more explicitly. It's not only included, this is Gzela. Ubi Gzela Ksiv Veheshev Ezak Gzela. Di Amrina Lava Nita Klasei. Da Ashavahu Ve'ein Lokin Alav. That is the language of the Prisha. So the Prisha and the Trisha, and he writes it, he quotes this language of he's the same author of the Sma on Shulchan Aruch as the Prisha and the Trisha. So he quotes this language on the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning. Who is not like this? Who does not hold this? The Ramban. The Ramban is pretty clear on the psukim related to Ona'a in the end of Sefer Vayikra that Ona'a is what we would call a din mechudash. It's not gzela. Okay, the Gemara relates it, but he might be would focus on the maskana than on the Havina, says the Ramban, this is in Perachafei, Pasuk Tezvav. He has a lot of different chidushim, or important opinions, in Ona on that Pasuk. We'll talk about Karka, we'll talk about, Pachos Mishtus, but the, Ramban says, find a lashon, Ava Rabosenu chidshu be'ona tashlumen. He continues with there's an Isser by Karka. He does not sound like the way the Mefarshim, the Achronim, explained that the Ramban is put against the Tur. The Ramban does not seem to relate it to Gezela. And the one that fleshes this out really amongst the Achronim is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Hilchas Bechira, Perak Tes Vav, Halacha Aleph. The Reb Chaim discusses the halacha of Onah, and then he asks our question that we asked at the end of yesterday's shiur. V'hanira lomar, tine l'chor yishla yein, b'chol Onah shtus da'alma, t'kaimolan t'kanu machzer Onah. Let's take the middle approach. The middle approach of Onah is the exactly a six. The deal stands, and you have to give back the Onah. Why is that? What is it, stealing? Is it not stealing? If you stole from somebody, the whole deal should fall away. Why is it that it works, but why should that be true? V'uyan b'Rambam v'chulu v'imkein hamana'ana yevatel asamecha k'mo kol tol shebemidah v'shemishka d'chozer. Anytime there's a mistake, the whole thing is chozer bo. Unehi dono lo hav yedoa chefetz nimkar ata b'shavyo. And fine, you're right, you're giving it back, the extra, so now it's ultimately is the amount that it should have been sold for. But, you know, let's say I'm the buyer, and let's say I was ripped off. So, l'maisa, I didn't have das to buy it for this amount. I had das to buy it for, you know, a different amount. So why should that deal stand? Avotos miyahave, l'gavi ha-machzer onav, v'nimsa delonis kaima mecha kamosha asu, v'gam nisbat la-psika, v'yamai ein ha-ma'ana yochol lachzor. Asher yira muchrach mizeh, says Reb Chaim, it must be, mishum de bechol ona ashtus. Again, you could be mechali between the different levels. De bechol ona ashtus, I mishum din ta'us, haloshtus shavel afachos mishtus. Ta yitzarach lios ha-mecha kayam. V'ha de bishtus machzer ona hu rak, migzeres ha-kasa bifnei atzma. Hanomar ba-ona. De shtus kana u machzer ona. So migzeres ha-kasa. Meaning it's not stealing. Right? If it's such a little amount, let's say we'll talk about this, less than shtus. Why is less than shtus okay? So, again, we'll get to another shita about this, but let's say it's because of mechila. It's mechila, this is how business goes, right, people? So if that's true, so then if it's more than a shtus, that's when it's really like stealing, but if it's exactly a shtus, likely a six, so then we say, that's not gezela. Why do you have to give it back? Gzeras hakasef. You might say similar to the approach that some rishonim have to ribbis. Ribbis is usser. He gave it to me. This is how business works. Money makes money, right? So why can't I keep it? Gzeras hakasef. The Torah says to give it back. And that's even why Yorshim might not have to give back ribbis. If ribbis was so evil and it was like gzela, then you have to give it back. Even though it's you didn't borrow it, that your father borrowed it. But if it's a chiddush haTorah, it's a special din that you have to pay what you took, then maybe it's limited to the person himself. So that could be by ribbis, that could be by onah. Im kein continues Reb Chaim, ha nimsa demishum etzem maisa hamekach lo hayatzarach lahachzer klal onah. Regarding the actual transaction, you shouldn't have to return it. Rak the din Torah hu sheyachzir midin achzaras onah shuzed din gzeras hakasav ifnei atzmo kimo. Then he like ruins it a little bit, not ruins it, but kamo hachzaras gzela. But if you have that comparison, so then it kind of undermines what he was trying to say. Achein kol zehu ba'ona, didin achzarasu umigzeres hakasav. Mashen kein betoos b'mida u'bemishkal u'beminyin, but comparing that to where you bought a different amount than you thought, or you weighed it wrong, didin achzarasu lamishum din ona'a kasinan la, ki im havi toos meikara, that's different. Wasn't a mistake here. Wasn't a mistake inherently like the other cases. Okay, so that's, again, a major issue in Onah, which we will have to come back to. But again, the issue seems to be Machlokas Tur in the Ramban, and we continue. Okay, three lines from the bottom. Let's start, pick up. Mem Tes Mabes. Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel. So we have a brisa that supports Shmuel. What's Shmuel? So we just had a Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel on yesterday's daf. Everybody agrees. How do you measure 1/6? So everybody agrees to shtus mekach shaninu. As Rav said, and Shmuel also agrees to, that if it's 1/6 of the item, 1/6 of the value, inherent value of the item, so then we say that that is ona'a. What if it is not 1/6 of the item? of the inherent value of the item. It's just 1/6 of what you paid, right? The example's given on the Gemara, if you remember, on the third line of the Gemara, ki pligi shavi chamsha b'shisa, something that is worth 5 that you paid 6 for, right? So your payment is more than 1/6 of the item. But altogether, it's 1/6 of your payment, right? Or the opposite, shavi shiva b'shisa, something that is inherently worth 7 and you paid 6. So you paid less than 1/6 compared to the actual value of the item, less than 1/6 extra, but it's exactly 1/6 if you go by the payment, because you paid 6. So that's a case, but it will be a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says that also is onah. Baser ma'os azlinan. The only time that Shmuel says that it would be bitul mekach, which means more than a sixth, or mechila, which means less than a sixth, that would only be if neither the payment is not once, the extra is not 1/6 of the payment, and it's not 1/6 of the value. But if either or is 1/6, then Shmuel would call that a case of onah, which is that the mekach stands, and one has to just return the onah. So tani kavasi de Shmuel. So now the Braisa says that there's a Braisa that supports Shmuel. Misha hu talalav, yado al halyona, whoever is hutal alav. What does that mean? Rashi. Mi sheha ona'a alav. Mi she nis'aneh. The one that got ripped off. Mi shehutal alav yado al yona. So he's the one that has the upper hand to decide whether you want to keep the mekach or when you want to undermine everything. Ketzad? For example, machar lo shave hei bivav. If somebody, he sells something that's worth 5 for 6. So that already is shtus maos, like Shmuel, because that's a 1/6 of your payment, but not 1/6 of what it was worth. So if you're calling this onah, that's already like Shmuel. So machalo shavah hei bavav, minus aneh, lokeach. The lokeach is misaneh. He bought it. He's paid more than he should have. So yad lokeach al halyona. Ratza omer lo, tein li ma'osai. He could say, give me my money back. I want to undo the whole deal. O tein li masha onitani. Or give me back what you ripped me off in. Again, this is not what we hold. Right, we hold if it's exactly a sixth, then the deal stands and your maxer the onah. But the day of the Gemara explaining the Mishnah is not like, right, the maskana we're going to have by the Shem is Rava. Rava is going to tell us that was what we hold. But here, the Gemara is assuming, like the opinion, that even at 1/6, it's his choice. It's his choice. If it's bitul mekach above, then it's automatically, the deal is no good. But here, it's his choice, the person who has his hand al holyona. So, ten li ma'osayo, ten li ma'sho nisani. Mochar lo, the opposite. Mochar lo, shave sheish b'chamesh. What happens if he sold something worth 6 for 5? So minus ana there, the mocher. So yad mocher al halyona. Then the mocher is hand is on the has the upper hand. Ratza omer lo tainli mechi. So he could say either tainli mechi. He could say give me my mekach back. O tainli mashoni sani. Again, he could say the deal is off, or just give me back the difference of how much I paid. Okay, end of the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like? So it says the riff. The halacha is like Shmuel. Why? Because the Gemara brought a brisa that supports Shmuel. That's what the Rif says. Says, and the Ritva elsewhere passes the pasuk like Rav. But the Rush is bothered by the language of the Rif. The Rush says, well, there's 2 points. There's 2 points. We have a general rule of halacha kishmuel bedini. Halacha Shmuel like bedini mamanis. So the Rush wonders why the Rif only says that the Braisa supports him. I'll give you the language of the Rush. The Hilchaz Kavasi de Shmuel. Why? De Kaimal on Hilchaz Kavasi Bedine. We paskin like him when it comes to Dine Mamanis. Va'od the Tanya Kavase. And also we have a Braisa like him. Ask the Papula Charifta on the bottom. So why didn't the Rif say that point also? Halacha Kishmuel Bedini. Right? That's the general rule. We always pass on like Shmuel by Dine Mamanis. We pass on like Rav by Isurim. So why here does not the Rif mention it? V'yesh Lomar, the Papula Charifta says, mishum de efshar de pligi le'inyan iser, vavi hilchos a karav afilu le'inyan mamon. When you have a machlokes that in a halakhic context is a little of both, so it's a little hard to define sometimes. Is it iser? Is it dini mamonis? This is exactly relating to what we were just talking about. Is it more choshe mishpat? Is it more yaradeya? Says the papula charifta. So this is not 100% sure how to define this. Oh, na'a. So maybe that's why it's not enough to say Hilchot Kishmo Bedini. And he gives an interesting parallel. Ki had de kasav Rabbeinu b'perek shor shenogav dal v'hei. If you look in Baba Kama, in the middle of Baba Kama, there it talks about how do you know by a shor nagach. A machlokas, what if an animal gores three times in one day? Do you need 3 days, or do you have three times in one day? So the Gemara there brings a comparison to Vestos, to a woman who has an ida. What if she has a closer, right, or a further, right? So the question is, so by the Shur Nagal case, so what are we paskin? Is that mumminous, or the root of that is connected to Isra Heter, to Nida? So there also, it's not so simple what the rules of psak are, because you don't know how to categorize the case. So that's the comparison that Papula Charifta brings here. And that's why here too, just saying halacha gishmo bedini is not enough, and that's why you have to say the issue that the Brisa supports him. Miula kamon. But later on, at the end of our daf, gabe pachos mikan isar asur mesafke lele rabbeinu iba pachos mishtos nami isura miha ika v'idina hachi leka lefrushe to pletayo linyan isur. Right, later on we're going to have a machlokes rishon, and the Rosh is going to have a safek. Is it asur to take onah less than a shtus? Right, you don't have to give it back. Is it usur or not? So he says, that sounds like it's isur v'heter, right? Because you're not going to give it back. It's not dini mamanis. V'lo hayetzorach l'raya cheres al dehilchasa kavasi d'shmo bedini. V'kol shekein tekashi la'arif shelo kasav ha dehilchasa kavasi d'shmo bedini. Anyway, that's, he brings up that issue. Interesting in terms of psak. How do we interpret it? We could have started off with just the following point, but just to mention it now, the Baal HaTurim on the Psukim here at the end of Bahar. The Pasuk says, V'losonu ish es amiso, v'yaresa me'alokecha. Sofei tevos, ish es amiso, v'yaresa ishtus. That's the last letter of every, those four words in a row. Ish es amiso, v'yaresa, spells out shtus, lomar lecha she'onah, ad shtus. Baal HaTurim quotes that on the pasuk. The Smak also quotes that in mitzvah reishayin beis. So the Sharmas Yana Balachi here quotes that the remez from the Baal HaTurim, and then he says, how do we know that it's dafka a shtus, and that has an importance in halacha besides the remez? He says the next pasuk is v'yaresa. You should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning it's usser. So he tries to bring a raya from there. Again, we'll get to this later. That less than a shtus is not even usser at all. Because it's only via resa me'alokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching only by the remez of shtus, based on the Baal HaTurim. Ki atevas via resa, hi besofi teva shtus, lo marki kodem shi'igia lo shtus, lo shayach bo mishum yaresa. Okay? And then he quotes other examples of achronim, cases of onah. The Chafetz Chaim talks about this in Hilchos Rechilus, she'echad sharoa chaveiru she'nichlas lachanus, v'yodea shabal lachanus yirame'uso b'shivui mekach. If you know somebody's going into the store and you know that the Baal HaChanus is going to rip the guy off, so how much responsibility do you have? What if he's going to rip him off less than a shtus? Right? Do you have a responsibility to say something or not? Right? We're going to get, so is it usur less than a shtus? Even if it's not usur, is it wrong some way? So that is interesting. But that's the one of the achronim say, based on the Baal HaTurim, maybe it's not usur less than a shtus because the v'yaresa is only going on the remez of the shtus in the Torah. So we'll have to get back to that, Rav Hashem, later on, the suffix of the suffix of the rush. Okay. Iba Elohu. Says the Gemara now, third line. Pachos mishtus l'rabanan. According to the Rabbanan, meaning not according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, remember, has the different shiurim in our Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon holds the key number is a third. Or the Rabbanan say a sixth. So we hold a sixth. The Rabbi Tarfon says a third. Remember the story? Rabbi Tarfon paskin a third. And all the great merchants of Lud were very happy. And then he said, no, but they have all day to be chozer bo. They said, oh, okay, take your sock and we don't need it. Right, so we're going to talk about that behavior, Beth Hashem, right now. See, boy, lehu. Pachos vishtus l'rabanan. La'alter havi mechila. How long does the nisane, the one who was ripped off, have to be chozer bo by pachos mishtus? La'alter, or how long does he have that he's not allowed to be chozer bo? La'alter havi mechila, do we say automatically? If it's less than a shtus, even if you come in 5 minutes from now, you're done. You can't take it back. Oh, does that also have a time frame? Bechdeisha yare latagar or lekrovo? Does less than a shtus also have the time to show to the relative or the merchant? V'imtim salomer bechdeisha yare latagar or lekrovo. And if you say, well, if you have time, if you give him the time, even by pachos mishtus, meaning not only shtus, then ma'ika ben shtus lepachos mishtus. Then what would be the difference between them? What would be the difference if you say both by shtus and by less than a shtus? You have time, so then what would be the difference between the between the two of them. And you have to say there is a difference between the two. Why? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because why does the Mishnah make such a big deal about shtus? The Mishnah seems to say, shtus, lomekach. So the Pnei Yeshua says it has to be that there's a difference in halacha, besides the remez of the Baal HaTurim. But says the Pnei Yeshua, Pshita le sheish chilek bein shtus lefachos vishtus. Mishum delishna demastis on achim ashma. Demaita kamar ho na shtus. Hainu lim ute pachos mishtus. Deleka lememar demikoshu ad shtus bechalo no. You can't say it's only excluding more than a shtus. But shtus and everything less than a shtus all is the same halacha. You don't get that impression from the Mishnah, says the Pnei Yeshua. Right? Pshita, he says, there has to be a difference. That's what the Gemara is assuming. There has to be a difference. And therefore, what would be the difference if you say that also by less than a shtus you have time to show it to a relative? What would be the difference between the two? As follows. Ika, the ilu shtus, yado al ha'alyona. By exactly a shtus, only the one that was nis'ane has the upper hand. Ratza chozer, ratza konu machzer ona. V'ilu pachos mishtus, konu machzer ona. Less than a shtus, you can't undo the whole thing. By a shtus, you can undo the whole thing if you want. Less than a shtus, you can't. You could, and most is you could get the onah back. So now we have that question. We have the question of pachos mishtus. Do you have a time frame of going to asking your relative or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. So Tashma, let's try to prove it from the end of our Mishnah. Tashma, chazru l'divrei chachamim, the tagarim, the merchants, after Rabbi Tarfon extended the time, they went back to the chacham. They said, Rabbi Tarfon, we don't need your heter. We don't need your one-third, more than your one-sixth. So savruha, the havamina is, pachos mishlish l'Rabbi Tarfon, kipachos mishtus l'Rabbanan dami. We're comparing the numbers. The one-third and the one-sixth are equal. One-third for Rabbi Tarfon is like one-sixth for the Rabbanan. And therefore, less than a third for Rabbi Tarfon is like less than a sixth for less than a third for Rabbi Tarfon is like less than a sixth for the Rabbanan. So therefore what? So e amrit bishlama pachos mishus the Rabbanan. Bichdesha yarra la tagro la krovo. If you say there's time for the person to go back. Ula Rabbi Tarfon kol hayom. If you say the Rabbanan said, even by less than a shtus, you have time to go and ask your relative, which would mean Rabbi Tarfon would say, parallel, less than a shtus you would have all day, Pshim Hachi Chazru. That's why the Tagarim were very upset. Or less than a shtus also. You could go and ask your relative? That's so long. Right? The assumption is that asking your relative is much shorter than the day, than the whole day. So that's why they got upset, and they said, Rabbi Tarfon, we don't need your heter. Ela'i amrit pachos mishtus the Rabbanan la'alter havi mechila. But if you say less than it's just for the Rabbanan, there's no time, it's automatically mechila, and you can't be chozer bo. Ula Rabbi Tarfon nami la'alter havi mechila. And then we would say less than a third is automatic for Rabbi Tarfon, there's no time. Amai chazru. Then why would they have gone back? Right? Bid Rabbi Tarfon nichalu tvei, it's still better. Rabbi Tarfon would still give them a lot of profit. Because what the Rabbanan say is ona, meaning between a sixth and a third, right? Then Rabbi Tarfon would say that's automatic mechila, so why would they be chozer bo? So it must be, says the Gemara, that the Rabbanan don't say automatic. It must be they give an extension. So Rabbi Tarfon would also give an extension, and that's why they were upset. Because now the fact that you have time all day, you know, kind of undermines the allowance between a sixth and a third. So the Gemara says, no, Raya. Mi savris pachos mishlish l'Rabbi Tarfon kipachos mishtus l'Rabbanan dami. Who says you should have exactly that parallel? Right, we're saying a sixth and a third is not true, even though it sounds that way for the Mishnah, that a third and a sixth are exactly parallel shitos. Less than a third, less than a sixth is not true. We don't have the exact parallel. Lo, mishtus va'ad shlish l'Rabbi Tarfon kishtus atzma l'Rabbanan dami. Yes, Rabbi Tarfon argues, but between a third and a sixth is not bitul mekach, what we called. It is like ona'a. And therefore, between a sixth and a third, what's the difference? The Rabbanan say between sixth and a third, both could be, chozer bo, right? Because that's what's called bitul mekach. The Rabbi Tarfon says only the misane could be chozer bo. It's as if it was 1/6 for the Rabbanan. So therefore, it would not be an automatic mechila anyway. Even Rabbi Tarfon would say automatic mechila is only by pachos mishtus. And therefore, that's why they would be chozer bo, even if it was an automatic mechila. So says the, and therefore they would want to go like the Rabbanan. So ihachi b'may samchu meikara. then why were they so happy originally? There's not such a big difference between a Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan, according to this approach. Right? They both, even Rabbi Tarfon says, between a sixth and a third, both have the rights to only, I mean, it's not automatic, like less than a shtus, right? The misanik, it's still be chozerbo. Between a sixth and a third. So what were they so happy for originally? The Rabbi Tarfon gave them this big heter. So Tiv showed, let's try to prove then, the mitl mekach l'rabban and la'olam choser. So maybe the fact that they were so happy, let's try to prove the other question, right? What was our original question? Pachos mishtus. Did they have time to go back or not? And we gave an answer that there's no raya from Rabbi Tarfon. But now we're saying, well, the fact that you're telling me, let's go back to why they were happy. We try to bring a raya from why they were chozer, but they went back to the Rabbanan. But I say, why were they so happy? Ah, let's talk about the third category, the case of bitul mekach, the case of more than a six. So is there a limitation on that or not? So Tiv showed, the bitul mekach l'Rabbanan l'olam chozer. So let's try to prove the other way, that bitul mekach, according to Rabbanan, you could always be chozer bo, right? Which is a question that we're going to have in three lines from now, right? We're going to have, is there a time limit? Let's prove from this story that there is no time limit. To keep on to Amalu Rabbi Tarfon, Havi Ona, once the Rabbi Tarfon says, that is Ona, right? It's not bitul mekach. Right, between a third and a sixth, it's Ona'a. So somehow they were happy, because now there's going to be a time limit for the people to go back. Kiyomer lehu, kol hayom chazru. But when he said to them, kol hayom, the whole day chazru, then they were chozer bo. Because if they have all day. Dizlak adayda debito mekach l'rabanan, bichdeisha yara l'tagar o l'krovo, b'may samchu. Because if you say then that the bito mekach for the Rabbanan is enough time to show the relatives, so then what were they happy about then, right? If it was more according to the Rabbanan, right? There's not such a difference between the two. If you say the Rabbanan allow you forever to go back, so then when Rabbi Tarfon limits what you're able to go back for forever, then that's a good reason why they were so happy originally, and they like Rabbi Tarfon's opinion. But if you say that even the Rabbanan aren't forever, I mean, what were they so happy for? So Gemara says, you're right, they were happy only about a little detail. Samchu bishtus atzma. So the Rabbi Tarfon mechila ulurabanan ona'a. So, again, we don't have a raya in either direction for pachos mishtus. Is it automatic? Which we'll get to some more of the lumdus, but in a couple of minutes. And more than ishtus, is that forever or not? We don't have a raya from that, but we do understand the conversation between Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan. Good. Says the Gemara, Ibai Lahu. So this is the question that we were just trying to deal with. Bitul mekach, or even just before we continue, just as we're talking about, again, Ona has various issues that come up over these dafim, the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch talks about, just the Tam HaMitzvah, like we always like to mention, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses. The Tam for the Mitzvah for Ona, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalola Hono Zechon Mi'Yisrael, Bein Zachar, Bein Nekeva, Bein Mekach U'Memkar. Interesting, he has to say that. Male or female, right? Don't think that this is limited. Sheneemar v'chisimkru memkar la'misecho, konom ya'na'misecho, al tonu ishes achiv. V'amru zechronim levracha b'sifra, al tonu ishes achiv, zu ona'as mamon. As we mentioned, there's going to be ona'as dvarm and ona'as uba gemara, and the gemara is going to tell us, ya'na'misecho, davar nikna miyad, klomar, mitaltalin. And we're going to have this later on, but let's just mention it now because it's here. The Gemara is going to exclude in six daf from now karka from ona'a. Why is that? That is a major discussion. Let's just mention it now, and then we'll come back to it. V'ein kavanas ha-medrash shelo yazir ha-kosav al ona'as ha-karkas kemochein. It's not that the Gemara is holding that there is no isser of ona'a by karka. Elo ha'inyan hulomar shedine ona'a. Kegon achilukim sha'amru zechronim levracha. Be'ona'a shehi chozeres piyata mishtus. V'dine abba pachos mishtus. U'bishtus einam nogin b'karkos ela b'metaltzelin. Number one, all these details don't apply to karka. But the idea of ona'a, as we'll get to the isser of ona'a, applies to karka. V'ulai zeh shetiktuku b'kan lios dini ona'a b'metaltzelin levad. Where did they get this from? Why would then the details be limited to metaltzelin? Ardaf, all these rules. Why limited? L'fisha shana ha'kasav b'lashen zeh. Because the Torah uses this language. V'chisim karu memkar. Demashma kol memkar bein karka bein metaltel. V'acharkach yichedo asar bein metaltel. Shemra okano miyad amisecha. Demashma davka mitaltel. Shehu nikne miyad liyad. Lamdu mizeh lomar shezheish b'metaltel din mechudash she'eno b'karka. V'zeo chazar asamamon b'ksas stodin shebo. Why does the Torah start talking about everything? V'chisim karu memkar. And then the next phrase, okano miyad. There must be a difference between everything and something that could be nicknamed Miyad Liyad Metaltalin. Karka could have the idea of Onah, the Isser of Onah possibly, but the details of Onah would only apply to Metaltalin. Aval, he says it again, Aval Iker HaAzara, Bein Bekarka, Bein Bemetaltalin, Hu BeMS. And the Ramban says this as well, Ala Torah. You can't trick people. You can't rip people off. Again, that is the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. Right? We have to realize that. Aval Achilik Shebinam Hu. The Chilik Ish in Nimse Sonabim Metaltel, but Yasser Mishtus Yevatel Amecher. Right? If it's less than a Shtus, Bitel Amecher. Why? This is what we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes. Shedas habrios shall lispol ona yisera mikain b'metaltalin. I'm sorry. So my yes, mishos first. People aren't ready to handle that. Avol bekarka lefisha karka davar kayam laolam derech habrios limcho bo kol ona achas lachoso. A big chiddush, which we'll have to remember. The whole issue by ona, says the chinuch, is mechila. Less than a shtus, you're mochel. If it's actually a shtus, you're mochel the extra, but if it's a din kaya, more than a shtus, you're not mochel. By karka, you're mochel even more than a shtus. Wow. That's his lashon, why karka is different. Nothing fundamentally different than karka versus metaltalin. Okay, but now it gets into the shorish. Shorish ha-mitzvah yadua. Ki hu davar sha-seichel meyed alav. It's logical. V'im lo nechtav dinu sheyikasev she'ein roi lakachas mamon b'nei adam derech sheker v'tarmis. It's inappropriate to take people's money like this. Ela kol echad yizke ba'amalo b'mashi yichananu ha'elokim ba'olamo b'emesu b'yosher. Right, just take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, bitzedek. And any lack of that would be a lack of bitachon. Right, so we spoke about a couple of days ago. Why mishapara? Anchi dora mabel and anchi dora flaga. Why those? That was mabel's a gezel. Your gezel shows a reflection of a lack of bitachon. And that's what this person is. If I want to be retract after I pay the money for no good reason, then I'm going to get a mishapara because that reflects a lack of bitachon. I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Just like he won't do ona'a, others won't do ona'a to him. The af ki yeh echad yodeh l'ramos yoser mishar b'nei adam, ulai banav lo yiyukain, v'yarimu osam b'nei adam, v'nimsha shadvarim shavim lakol. V'shu to'elas rav b'yishuvo shal olam, v'ashem baruchu l'shevas yitzaro. Right, this is a part of society functioning properly. If you remember, I didn't bring the lashon, the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Vayishlach, if you remember, there is a major machlokes, what the mitzvah of dinim is in the Rishonim, right? One of the seven mitzvahs bei Noach, the only mitzvah asay of dinim, right? We had that recently, right? Whether the asays or los asays, right? Whether it's included in the, actually we didn't have it, we had it on a shir on Shabbos in terms of the Bnei Noach keeping Shabbos, Koisha Shabbos Chayim Misa. But what about Dinim? Dinim is one of the Shabbos Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Asks the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach in the context of Shechem, why they were Chayim Misa and Shimon and Levi, or were they, weren't they? Yaakov didn't think so, or at least he didn't think that was the proper method. What is Dinim? So the Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuch in Mishnah Torah, and the Ramban quotes it, that the Rambam holds Dinim is to make sure, setting up courts, to make sure they keep the other six Mitzvahs. That's what dinim is. A much more limited view than we would have thought. And the Ramban says, no way! That's not what dinim is. Dinim is setting up a court system to have a functioning society, to make sure that everybody gets along with each other. And the Ramban there writes, including Gezel, Ona'a, right? He quotes all of the interpersonal relationships are included. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. This is Davar Shaseichel Mechaivo, nothing to talk about, and that's included in dinim. And therefore, Ona'a, Bnei Noach would be included in. Like we always like to quote the Sefer HaChinuch in Tav Tezvav in Vo'es Chanon. The Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach are not seven mitzvos, but seven categories of mitzvos. And therefore, included in Gezel is a lot, right? For Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeos, Rasul HaZakeos is Yisrael filach here b'alem Torah mitzvahs. What does that mean? Many different pshatim, but in this context it means all the things that he gave to the non-Jews as one mitzvah, he gives us as 10 mitzvahs. Gezel. We have 10 mitzvahs related to Gezel. We have Ribbis, we have Onah, we have Losachmod, we have Losis Aveh, we have a lot of mitzvahs related to Gezel. And the Bnei Noach have one mitzvah, right? Six, but it's all included in that one. According to the Ramban, Onah would be included included, because it's included in dinim, so it will be included. The chinuch there in Taf Tes Vav is about losis ave, right? Do not covet someone else's property. That's pretty amazing. That is included. If you ask how many of the Sheva Mitzvahs are non-Jews included in, so Shabbos, they're not allowed. Anochei Shem Elokecha might be similar to Lo Yia, right? Different actions that we think about. Or Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, which we have mentioned in other contexts. What about davening? Do non-Jews have to daven? So Pashtus not. So not one of the Sheva Mitzvos. But says Rav Moshe, there is one time they have to. Tfilah Beis Sara. Exactly what all Rishonim agree is Daraisa. Even the Ramban, who says that davening is a mitzvah Darabana, not Daraisa, agrees, based on a pasuk in Baal Oscha, that Tfilah Beis Sara is Daraisa. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that applies to Jews and non-Jews. There's a sick person in the house, there's a tzara, calamity, you have to daven. Why? Because if I don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, that's a lack of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, says Rav Moshe. And that's one of the Sheva Mitzvos of Noach, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. So, all Sheva Mitzvos include more than we think they might include. Right? Ritzicha might include more than we think that it includes. So here too, Ona'a says the Sefer HaChinuch is one of those logical mitzvos, and the Ramban writes this in terms of dinim, setting up a court system to make sure that society doesn't rip people off too much. Again, all the details of Ona'a might not apply to non-Jews, right? Are they subject to 1/6, less than a 6? Probably not. But the idea of having a functioning, fair, just, honest society, that is something that is included in dinim, and that would apply to all individuals. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Ibayilahu. Ibayilahu about 12 lines down. This is this question that we just tried to prove, and we didn't get a proof to it. Ibayilahu. Bito makach l'rabanan. La'olam chozer. Odilma bechlishiyar l'tagwa l'krovo. Right, just like on Amman Aleph, we asked, by pachos mishtus, is it automatic, or do you have an extension? So now by bito mekach, is it forever, or do you only have an extension? It's kind of the opposite question. Is there a limit on this or not? Because, look, he ripped me off bito mekach, more than a sixth, so much. So could I retract? There's no statute of limitations. Whenever I want to go back, or not, there's also a limitation here. Bechdeshi yara, letag, or lekrovo. V'imtim salomar. Interesting, krovo. There's always a relative that somebody has that's the business guy that you could always ask. He can't testify for you. Can't be an aide on your behalf if he's a karov, but, you know, he'll give you good advice. V'imtim salomar, bechdeshi yara, letag, or lekrovo. And if you want to say that even bitul mekach has a limitation, it's only the amount. Shiyar l'tagal l'krovo, so then ma'ika bein shtus li'eser al shtus. Then you would say, what would be the difference? Ika, I could come up with a difference. Even if it's limited, I could say there's a difference between shtus and more than. Dilu shtus, mishin is ana choser. If it's exactly a shtus, only the one that was ripped off was nis'ane. You could be choser bo, vilu yaser al shtus, ne'am choserin. But if it's more than a shtus, both of them could retract on the deal. So what is the halacha? Is there a limit by more than a shtus? So Tashma, let's try to prove. Chazru l'divrei chachamim. Again, we're trying to prove all of these questions from the story of Rabbi Tarfon. So Chazru l'divrei chachamim. So they were chozerbo, the Tagare Lud. There are a number of stories in Shas that Rabbi Tarfon is involved with the Tagare Lud. Right? This is one of them, just I wanted to mention before. But there are others that are where he is involved in the Tagare Lud, right? The Misekas Tainis. Here, you testament Aleph. Ma'ise Shagazu Tainis Balud. Amalei Bitarfan. Suva Ichlu Vishtu Vasu Yantif. Right? If it starts raining in the middle, you know, you could go and eat. Misekas Chagiga Ma'ise Balud. Velohinicham Rabbi Tarfan. Daf Yud Chesamat Aleph. Right? They were connected to Rabbi Tarfan in Lud. So, the Gemara says, Tashma Chazal Debe Chachamim. E Amritz. Bishlama bito mekach l'rabanan bichdei sheyara l'tagor l'krovo. If you say that according to the Rabbanan, bito mekach has a limit. Ule Rabbi Tarfon kol hayom, and the Rabbi Tarfon is a little more mishum hachi chazru. It's so close that you understand why they were chozerbo, because it's not so much better that the Rabbi Tarfon would give them. Ela iyamet bito mekach l'rabanan la'olam chozer. But if you say that according to the Rabbanan, you could always be chozer bo, by bito mekach la'olam chozer amai chozeru, then why would they want to go back to the shita of the Rabbanan? Bid Rabbi Tarfon nichalu tfei, the kamash vilu ona kol hayom v'sulo. Rabbi Tarfon gives them at least a certain flexibility in terms of something that would have a limit on what they could be chozer bo, the Rabbanan. By more than a shtus, you could always be chozer bo, forever. So why would they want to go back to Rabban and Shita? So Gemara says, bito mekach lo shchiach. It's not so common that people would get ripped off so much, more than a sixth of the value, and therefore, even though that's true, even though it's true that that's going back to the Rabbanon would give them this risk, they wouldn't be machshiv that in their hierarchy of what they're interested in, because it doesn't come up that often. Good, so that is unanswered. Those questions go unanswered. The case of pachos mishtus, automatic or not? The case of more than a shtus, forever or not? Those questions go unanswered. And we end off really with just what we paskin. Amar Rava Hilchasa, pachos mishtus, nikne mekach. Pachos mishtus, the mekach is nikne. Rashi is in one word. Rashi on the 10th medium line. Nikne mekach, la'alter. Immediately. So, one second. We just explained how the question wasn't answered. So what is Rashi doing here? Pachos mishtus la'alter. Ask the Rishonim on Rashi. What is he adding in that word for? La'alter. Says the Tosfos Harosh. Ki hechi v'yesh lomar. It must be because Rashi has the following svara, even though the Gemara did not prove it. Ki hechi to the Rabbi Nassan. We're going to have that Rabbi Nassan soon. Ein shtus upachos mishtus chalukin. Ela bedavar echad. Kain mistaver nami alibe debar plugte. Vekiva delide chalukin heim lenin chazara, ein lanu lachalkan lenin mechila. Whenever we have a machlokas, we'd rather limit the machlokas to one issue, rather than more than one issue. So we have a machlokas here between Rabbi Tarfon, the Rabbanon, and we'll have soon Rabbi Nassan and the Rabbanon. We'd rather limit the machlokas as much as we can. So because we're going to have a machlokas regarding the shiurim, the la'alter element, we're going to assume is immediate. And that's why I suggest to Tosfos Harosh that Rashi says that word, la'alter. So that is number one. Nikne, pachos mishtus, nikne mekach. Let's just read the finish, and then we'll talk about pachos mishtus. Yoser ashtus, bitol mekach, shtus kana umachzer ona. Vizeh vizeh, bichdei sheyaru latagor lakrova. But you always have some time to show it to the relative. Period. The question that we mentioned earlier, let's talk about it now. So less than a shtus. Is that, so what does the Rava say here? Nikne mekach, nothing changes. So is it usur? Could I like make a little profit? Could I, less than a shtus? Am I allowed to do that, or is that usur too? The Rush has this question. The Rush in Dalet Chaf, at the end of Dalet Chaf, in his longer piece there, he says, Ve'yire, dekol shar dvarim. Afilu pachas mishtus, osur la'anos es chaveiro. Im yesh bo shaver pruta. Kivin sheyodea shein mecho shaver kol kach. Derachmana amar al tonu. Bechol davar sheyesh bo shivi mamon. Hisira Torah shelo yanez chaveiro.
Right, the Torah really has the isser on all, even pachas mishtus. Ela she'amru chachamim. Here's the crucial point, what he's about to say. Well, what's the root of the issue? Why would pachas mishtus be mutter? Why would it be osur? You definitely don't have to return it. That's what our Gemara says. Right? The language of pachos mishtus, nikne mekach. What would be the issue? So, there is two formulations, you might say. The Rush here has both of them. The Rush here has both formulations. First, he says, D'rachman amar atonu b'chod avashim b'shivim ma'am, anzir atorish, lo yaneh b'eschavir, el sh'amru chachamim, da'ad shtus, havi mechila. Stop there for a second. There's implicit mechila. What does mechila reflect? It's really usher. You know what the guy says? Okay, fine, take it. Mechila means it's not allowed totally. If you just stop there, it's mechila. I'm mochel. You owe me something, and I'm mochel it. That's what mechila is. I forgive the loan. I forgive what you owe me. So if you say the issue of pachos mishtus is mechila, then you'd probably say that it's usher to take pachos mishtus. It's just that everybody's mochel if it's so little. But then read the next line of the Rush. Lefi shekach derech mekach umemkar. This is how business runs. So if you focus on that, people, a little bit of profit. Little bit. So if you focus on that line, that's not mechila. Right? That's, the business is business. And therefore, that's why pachos mishtus, this is normal, expected profit. And if you say that, then maybe it wouldn't be usur. Lefi shalokech v'amocher, einem yichom mechavein demei mekach b'tzimtzum. Because how can you be so exact? A little bit more, a little bit less. V'derech ha'olam limcho ta'usa machdus. keeps going back and forth in the language. So you don't know. The Rush says explicitly at the beginning, it's Usser. So his focus is on the Mechila line. But then he says Mechila because this is the Derech HaMekach HaMemkar. But if you just take that issue besides the separate the Mechila to Derech HaMekach HaMemkar, so then it wouldn't be so clear. The Ramban says, again, it's Usser. As we read before, the Ramban. If you look in the Rambam also uses language of Mechila in both places. The Rambam has this in Hilchas Geneva and in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, says, Shekol Pachos Mishtus Mochalin Bo Rov Ha'adam B'masu B'matan. Les Nishtus, most people are give up. Mochel, or in Hilchas Mechira. Hilchas Mechira in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, Haisa Honaya Pachas Mizeh, Bekalshu, Kagon Shemachar, Shava Shishim Dinar, Bechamishim Dinar, Upruta, Eno Chayav Achzer Klum, Shekobachat Bishnus, Derech HaKol Limchol Bo. So again, it sounds like, if you just take Mechila literally, it sounds like that it would be Asur but. Like, you shouldn't really do it. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch that we mentioned before, says the Chinuch at the end of Shin Lamed Zayin, V'over alzeh, V'asa ona lechadero, L'da'as, you did it knowingly, B'shtus, O Yoser, Over alavzeh. Says, what's the Isra of Ona, says the Chinuch, if it's shtus or more than a shtus. Avo pachos mishtus, Hitiru, that's the language. Hitiru zechernum lebracha lehishtaker letagar b'pnei tikkun hayishuv sheyimsu b'nei adam sarchei amuchanim b'chol makom. There's no iser when it comes to less than a shtus, says the Sefer HaChinuch. So again, that would be because this is business. This is natural. This is the expected business. Nothing to be ashamed of. So the question is then, l'may nafkamina? My nafkamina, number one, whether it's us or not, but there are other interesting nafkaminas that we would say. Number one, is a lechachila. Number two, what about if he didn't pay yet? If he didn't pay yet, the Machane Ephraim says, this is a nafkamina, Machane Ephraim, an early Achron, in the times of the Beis Yosef, 1500s. He says in Hilchos Mechira Va'ona'a, Simen Yud Gimel, Mishalaka Chavetz Mechavera U'mashaka Chavetz, I took the item, but I didn't pay for it yet. And therefore, you should say the Kenyan is a Kenyan. But v'nimso bo ona ashtus opachos mishtus v'shash yotzer michli shi'erin latagar v'toin halokeach shehu lo machal alonaso ob nisane. I'm not mochel. Says the Machane Ephraim, it's totally on our issue. He says it depends. If you say, im adayin lo nasan et adamim shi'ochol lomar alokeach ani lo machalti alzeh da'ani lo me'oso hamiyut tekabti. I'm not mochel. And he quotes a Tosfos in Perek HaMocher, Peres and Balbasra, that if somebody is not mochel, and you're muchsak in the item, you could keep it. So here you're muchsak in your money, so you could keep it. But he says, if you would say it's not based on mechila, it's just based on derech ha'olam, the derech of business, the Kenyan's done already. You can't be chozer bo. You took the item, number one. Or number two, the other nafkamina to mention, and then we'll finish up. The other nafkamina is, what about a katan? What if you're doing business with a katan? What do you mean a katan? 12 years old. Let's say the year. We know that the Chazal allowed a katan and a katana to do business in the year before they become bar and bat mitzvah. Both kines a katan, says the Rambam in Perachav Tesa Vilchaz Bechira. Both kines a katan lay them yodea tiv maso matan oeni yodea she yagdil. You check, how precocious the child is. Lefi yishi yesham katan navon, shu yodea v'hu ben sheva, v'yish acher shafilu hu ben shloshes rei, eni yodea tiv maso matan. There are some 7-year-olds that are pretty good, and there are some 13-year-olds that aren't so great. And then he says, "Katan ha'yodea b'timasu matan she'ein lo apotropis she'nasa v'nasan b'metaltzel." And if your katan doesn't have anybody to do business for him, and he does it v'ta'a, and there was a mistake made, dino k'ta'a ha'gadol. You treat him like maybe even less than 12. I was saying that's pe'utos, but that's the year of Nidarim, but this could be even earlier. So he says it's just like a gadol. Pachos mishtus mechila, shtus tachzer ona, yes or shtus batal mekach. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Omer anisha katan lo mechila. Kidam ridan yasmi labanei mechila ninu. If you're doing it with a katan, then pachos mishtus, there's no such thing as mechila by a katan. Unless the Rambam is saying mechila because that's the derech ha'olam, and therefore it's kind of automatic. Right? So that's another nafkamina. What would you say, if you take mechila literally, would you apply it to a katan? So a katan, and if you didn't pay yet, and is it lachachila or not? Those are the three issues related. Okay, let's just finish up now. Says the Gemara. So Rava has the three different levels. Pachal mishtus, more than a shtus, and shtus, and you could go, and both of them have a limit. Tanya kavase de Rava, and the Brisa supports Rava. Ona'a pachos mishtus, nikne mekach. Yeser ashtus, batel mekach. Shtus, Kana umachzer ona'a, divrei Rabbi Nasan, right? Divrei Rabbi Nasan, and that's what we hold, that the Brisa is like Rabbi, Rava is like Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yehuda hanasi omer, yad mocher al ho'el yona, which Rashi says doesn't mean yad mocher, means the one who is nis'aneh, is always al ho'el yona. Rota omer lo ten li mechi, o ten li masha anitani, as we said earlier. If it's exactly shtus, so then Rabbi Yehuda hanasi says that you can be chozer bo, even then the whole thing. Vizeh vizeh bechle shiyar letagar, ole krovo. There is a difference. The Ritva says, what if you were nis'aneh, and we'll finish with this, but you use the item? Does that ruin your claim? Sometimes, you know, we're planning to return something. You're like, don't use it, don't use it. If you use it, then it kind of like gets ruined. So the Ritva here says that as well. There are three levels of dinim, says the Ritva. If you used it before you knew that there was ona'a, then you can still give it back. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't know. If you knew there was ona'a, but you used it anyway, before you told the mocher, then you can't return it anymore. Shouldn't have used it. What if you recognize the ona and you also told the guy, you know what? There was ona here. I'm not interested. So then you used it after you told him already. So then you told the guy already. So you already made a macha that you want to return it. You used it, so you have to pay for that. Yeah, using, because it's like basically you returned it already. So the Ritva says those are the three levels of what we would say here in terms of returning the ona. Okay, I'll have to stop here by the two dots. So we'll continue with our discussions of ona as we continue coming days. Again, ona takes us through the entire rest of the parak. We get into what items don't have ona later on. Ona's dvarim does come up later on. Adaf nun ches mabez the Mishnah. Kishem shonav mekach umem karkeshi shonav bedvarim. We have the Tana Shalach Noi Gemara, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, coming up with Adaf nun tes. Anyway, that's all, Be'ed Hashem, on the horizon. Okay, we'll stop here.